French film director Patrice Lecomte has been telling interviewers that his new movie, Ridicule, about the court of Louis XVI, is not a period picture. He prefers the term costume drama because the characters have the same concerns that contemporary people do. They just happen to live in the 18th century. Critic Bob Mondello agrees that Ridicule is a timeless lampoon of backstabbing in the corridors of power.
Engineer Grégoire Ponceludon is a country squire with a plan. People in his village are dying of mosquito-carried diseases, and Ponceludon has traveled to Versailles to ask Louis XVI's help in draining a local swamp. He figures he can persuade the palace through reason, but he hasn't figured on court intrigue. King Louis won't even let you in his presence unless he's heard you're amusing, which means his courtiers literally live by their wits. The French word for wit is esprit, and at court, esprit is wielded both expertly and with malice.
Pour ma part, je ne fréquente plus les filles publiques. Elles sont aussi dépravées que les femmes de bien.
On peut dire qu'il est plus facile de mourir pour une femme que d'en trouver une qui le mérite.
Giddiness aside, clever wordplay carried serious consequences for these aristocrats. To be ridiculed at court was to be ruined, and one's only defense was to be quicker than the next guy. Ponceludon is quick for a country squire, but he's also principled, which is a definite liability in a court where one snob says of some dying peasants, they're not only dying, they're boring. Fortunately, our hero has been noticed by a shallow but influential widow, played by Fanny Ardant. Less fortunately, he has his eye on a younger, very headstrong mademoiselle who keeps practically drowning in a diving suit she's invented. It's through their down-to-earth eyes that director Patrice Lecomte wants us to see Versailles as he lampoons the lampooners. The age of reason is dawning, with the French Revolution about to replace verbal savagery with carnage of a more concrete sort. But that doesn't make the royal parlor games any less entertaining. The script delights in distinguishing between esprit and the English humor, which the French keep insisting they don't get. One of the film's nicer passages has a traveler trying to explain a British joke and meeting with blank stares. You'd think the same thing would happen in reverse for the film's English-speaking audiences, but not much seems to get lost in translation. There is one contemporary nuance that American viewers might miss. The word précarité keeps surfacing in the dialogue, a word French audiences hear constantly on their nightly newscasts, referring to the precariousness of the middle class. In Paris, patrons are thus clued into Ridicule's contemporary parallels. But any viewer here who's listened to election soundbites in the last few months will be perfectly well aware that both class warfare and the use of wit as a weapon are still in fashion. For politicians and most other elites, the trick to survival is now, as it has always been, the avoidance of ridicule. In fact, probably the only folks who can safely seek out ridicule and be assured of laughing once they've found it are movie audiences. I'm Bob Mondello.